Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lucrit Lau. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritlow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Kritlau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Strickland moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlau strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breidwesser moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams throws the ball into Young, who tags Hegan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strickland moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Eddie Waitkus pinch hits for Lucrit Lau. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westlake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.